This news hits us all hard. All of us who know Joey and all of us who know his family and all of us who claim him in this congregation as part of our family of faith. This news hits hard, and it is, of course, so wrong. So wrong. Sons should bury their fathers and mothers, not the other way around. We know that to be so, and yet here we are. Our faith would seem to have the antidote. Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" And then he answered his own question, "Lord, we come to you, for you have the words of eternal life." And indeed, it is tempting to skip ahead to Easter. We celebrate that every year, the resurrection of Jesus. That's the promise of the resurrection for all of us, the promise for eternal life. It's so tempting to go there, and yet today is not Easter Day. Today feels much more like Good Friday. And just as the loss of Jesus was very real and his death very real, so is the loss of Joey. Easter will come, but today is not Easter Day. We have one story in the Bible about Jesus facing death, the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus was a journey away, and he received word from Mary and Martha that his friend Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother, had died. And you would think Jesus would know, wouldn't you? He does have the words of eternal life. You would think that he would be fine about it, wouldn't you? But no. When Jesus comes to the scene, when he meets Mary and Martha, Jesus doesn't talk about Easter. What we read is the shortest and maybe the most profound verse of the Bible. Jesus wept. The one who has the words of eternal life weeps at the loss of his friend. And so today, we join Jesus in the loss of our friend. And as we weep, Jesus weeps with us. Just a few Sundays ago, Kathy told a story in a sermon that I'm going to tell again of William Sloan Coffin, who was a chaplain at Yale during the Civil Rights Movement. He was a pastor of Riverside Church in New York City, a social action church. He was active in the anti-war movement, the anti-nuclear movement. But also a husband and a father. He lost a son, not in war, but in a senseless accident. And 10 days after his son's funeral, he returned to the pulpit for the first time. And he thanked people for their well wishes. But he talked about what had not been helpful to him in his loss. And he mentioned those who, in their very well-meaning ways, said to him that this was the will of God, as difficult as it was to accept. That everything happens for a reason. That there must be some purpose of God in all this. The will of God. And Coffin in the pulpit that day said, no. He said, no. No, he said, this is not God's plan. He said, my own comfort lies in knowing that it was not the will of God that my son should die. Not this young, not this soon. He said, it's not the will of God that my son should die. And as the waters covered up that car sinking into the river which held my son, he said, God's was the first of all of our hearts to break. Whatever happened on that morning, yesterday morning, in Afghanistan, God's was the first of all of our hearts to break. And as the words went out to all those whose hearts are breaking now, God's heart continues to break with ours. Easter is down the road. Easter is a promise. Easter is our hope. But today, our hearts break, and God's heart breaks with ours. And so we read for the scripture today words that the Apostle Paul wrote for an occasion such as this, in his letter to the Romans. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with Christ give us everything else? What will separate us from the love of Christ? Hardship or distress? Persecution or famine? Peril or the sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's the promise we claim today for Joey, for all of the Dimmick family, for all of us who, as Joey's family of faith, mourn his loss. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's worship God now with